application is case number 11567. The application of Sports at the Beach, slated south of Route 18, Lewis Georgetown Highway, approximately 2,300 feet west of Route 321 Park Avenue, with a 911 address of 22518 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, with a tax map ID of District 135, map 15, parcel 82, requesting a special use exception for an outdoor display or promotional activity. This is could be considered a renewal. In April 5th of 2010, there was an application number 10592 for the same use by the same applicants, and we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did receive five mail returns on this application.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Wallace Townsend, 22518 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I've done some work in the past for the applicant. I don't know that necessarily creates a conflict in this case, but if the board and the applicant felt that was the case, then I would direct any questions go to Vince Robertson.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, board. Yes, I'm basically here just for a renewal of what I had applied for 5 years ago.
Okay.
Basically, at that time, it was for the Halloween project that we did out there and Christmas lights. In the application that's before you, we have no use at this time for the Christmas lights since that did not work out the way we had. So we basically just want to renew what we already had. And if you'd like to subtract the Christmas lights, that's fine. That's all I have.
Okay. We'll start with questions. Mr. Rickard, we'll start with you
first.
What
are you going to put there if you don't have Christmas lights?
No, we never did have them.
Oh,
we were hoping to, and the possibility of it in 2010.
Okay, what are you going to display there now?
There's nothing.
Nothing there at all?
No, there's nothing there.
And what's
we don't want any changes from what we were approved on 5 years ago. And we put the Halloween haunt in the back of the property.
Okay.
But there never was any Christmas lights. We were of hope of getting them, but we're not. We have no plans for that at this time.
Your application is for to continue the Halloween.
Continue
village.
The use of the.
That's
Halloween.
What I'm getting at.
You
want to continue
the Halloween.
Yeah, we want
to continue
part.
The Halloween, yes.
Nothing else. There's
nothing
not going to be anything different.
Nothing else.
Okay. And you don't feel this didn't adversely affect anything in the neighborhood?
Not that I was aware of. We've had no complaints or police complaints.
Thank you. No other questions?
Mr. Mortman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
The display, was that the hearse, I believe, that you put out?
No, the display was going to be for, we did put a hearse out for the Halloween. On occasion, we drove it out, we drove it back, depending on during the season.
Okay. Yes.
The village in the back, the wood lines almost totally screened there. You see a berm, I believe, in the front.
There is a berm, yes.
And it's a little village like Frontier Town, sort of, but it's be touristy there in the woods. And
right.
What's your season for your? That the village is open for?
Well, we have the village and stuff open on weekends during the baseball season from March to November. And the Halloween season is 15 days that's granted by the state. And that varies from year to year.
The display, in other words, the state approves the display, you mean?
Yes.
And it varies each year?
No, the times that we open and
okay.
operate.
Okay, all right, I see what you're saying.
Varies depending right. on the season.
So the village is open from March to November on weekends during
yes.
the baseball season.
Yes.
For the kids that are playing in all your sports activities.
Yes.
And then for 15 days based on state approval, if that's continuous 15 days.
No, it's not continuous.
Oh, it's not?
Because it's basically weekends.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we pretty much Fridays and Saturdays.
How long do you want the special use exception?
5 years, please. Or the maximum of what we're allowed.
No other questions.
Any further, Mr. Rupp? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? All right, ma'am. Sir, you can sit down right up front. There's coming the lady up front here.
Good evening.
It's A-L-V-E-S.
Can you speak up for me?
A-L-V-E-S.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Just our questions.
Okay. You can go to the mic and you can ask questions up there. The board may direct them to the applicant.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I just have some questions.
Okay.
I went out and looked at the area, and it is lovely.
Okay.
A great place, well kept, and I can see children playing there. But as I understand
ma'am,
it, you want
would
to
you
put
address your questions
you
to the
want
board?
To put a sign there. There's a sign there now.
Mm-hmm.
Another sign? What kind of a sign?
No, it's for the use. Of it's for the use of the village that is in on the property. Are you familiar with that?
Not familiar with the building on the property.
Okay, he's asking for a special use to continue the use as it has been, and it has nothing to do with the sign. But they have a village there that the kids can go through during baseball season, and then they have a Halloween special thing that goes on during the Halloween season. So that's what he's asking for.
For the use of the building, is that it?
Of the village, as he describes it, it's a village area. It's an attraction or a promotional activity.
Oh, I understood there was to be a sign there.
No, it's not about a sign.
No. Okay.
It's just he's asking to continue the use as it has been.
All right. I didn't understand it that way.
Right. Are you in objection or in favor?
Not if it's for the use of a building there. No, that's fine.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that all your questions, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
She's not in objection?
No, she's not in objection.
Okay.
So hearing no other objections, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that the request will not or has not substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and we did not hear testimony to the contrary. I make a motion we approve case number 11,567.
For a period of 5 years?
For a period of 5 years.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,567 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,567 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.